Hello, my friend. It's wonderful to gather with you again, and I often sit here thinking now, I wonder where we all are. A good friend called me the other day or texted me to let me know that she listened to a podcast while she was shopping. I love it. You know, there's sort of places and times that maybe want to be invaded. We want to invite into them the peace that you and I are longing for. Now, you might be saying, has he lost his senses? I mean, is he once more again out of his mind? And I think those are really quite wonderful questions. In the gospel of today, for the particular Sunday that I find myself celebrating with you as I sit here on the mountain, Jesus heals someone who is deaf and dumb. And we can remember stories where he's healed blind people, so he's very interested in our senses. Indeed, in some wonderful way, that we haven't lost them. And so that question, have you lost your senses, I think comes from the side of someone watching us and wondering, truly, are we misguided, confused? Do we still know anything of importance to guide us along our way? Have you gone blind? Is another one of those terribly critical, sometimes thrown at us, remarks. But if you and I sit here for a moment and think part of the reason why we take time like this is indeed to find our senses, to come to our senses, to, as Bonaventure, and we see it in Francis and Claire, in their quiet, in their solitude, in their contemplation, in their work, came alive. And the life they came to is here always, and around us and within us. It's the world we walk in, but we walk in it often deaf, dumb, and blind. And I don't mean those phrases at all in a pejorative way. I want to acknowledge, though, that it's a physical, mental, psychological, or spiritual disability for us at times. Jesus reaches deeply into our lives right now. The Christ anoints us so that we might see and hear and listen, that we might come awake to the wonder of the world around us, that at times seems like it's lost its senses, in fact, lost its mind. And possibly that's happened, but the best way to engage that is not always to counter it, but to find the kind of response to it that would be deep within us, to discover a new way of listening and looking at life, to look again at life, review it, give it respect. That word respect we reflected on before, and it just comes in the wake of the loss of Aretha Franklin. You can think of it as other places or times, and elderly members of your family or wisdom person, they gave me a way of seeing things. In their stories, I heard about life in a way in which I would like to live it. So you and I draw aside in the great image I often use from Ephesians and from our Franciscan tradition to see things. We might even say here today, hear them with the eye of our heart. Are moving into quiet, into silence, treasuring these moments. Interestingly enough, do not close the world out, but open us to the world again. I don't think you and I come here to hide. We may come here to get away from something. It may very well be a need we have to depart a little bit from activity or the strain of things. I mean, what a healthy thing to do, to step aside and enter into quiet. But not in the pejorative sense of departing from or turning our back on. Rather, we really want to be re-enlivened, to re-engage, to be able to hear and listen with peace, not with fear, not by being caught by fright, which is Isaiah's reading for us today. He calls us up out of there and invites us to a hope in a God who is coming to us as the Messiah. That one is now with us, in us, among us, and calls us to a way of seeing and hearing the world with the voice of God always echoing through it, speaking from there. But we need to tender our ears and open our hearts to be able to do that. And meditation, quiet, time aside, practicing openness, mindfulness, attentiveness, prepares us for the next venture, the entering in again to the rest of our day, the beginning of our day, or the movement into night, and the treasuring of our day, open to a new day. So my sisters and brothers, it's wonderful to be with you again. Greg and I are enjoying venturing into our 202 podcast. But who's counting? We begin to let go of some of those things and let numbers and figures and words and gestures and signs fall away so that we can hear more deeply and see more clearly the God who loves us. And then we return to those places. Indeed, like early Franciscans, we return to the marketplace of life, ready to see and hear it in a new way. We have not gone blind. We have not lost our senses. Indeed, we trust them and open them more completely to God's grace, God's tenderness, God's listening and seeing us now. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am. Be still and know. Be still, my sisters and brothers. And with Greg and I, we invite us, each other, into the one who is and was and always will be. Be.
An echo of your peace. May I always seek much more to give than to receive. May I offer healing as you have healed me. And may I be an echo of your